Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. It's the best. It works out the best for everybody. But before you do that, what do you have to do? Got to get involved, right? Got to get informed. So that's, you know, I say it all the time. Some of you think it's a little repetitious. Too bad. Deal with it. It's because you don't do it. Look, you saw it happen this week in Glendale, California. God bless our Armenian brothers in Christ that finally have had it, simply have had it with the way that their kids were being, I mean, assaulted. Visually and mentally assaulted in this public school system. They were forced to look at you know, the whole LGBTQ. Now, listen, a lot of you people think that, the conservative Republicans are against the gay community because of this. No. I'll tell you what we're against. We're against drag queens, okay? I don't know whether they're gay or not or whatever. I don't know if they've always been gay. I don't know. I don't really care. Because it used to be called adult entertainment, and I could make the decision as to whether I wanted to see it or not. Matter of fact, at one point, the government did have two brain cells. Because they wouldn't allow you as an adult to take your child to an adult entertainment place. We went from that, I don't remember that little boy's name, to having a little boy that actually worked the stripper pole, I think he was 9 years old, in the club, was totally supportive of 9 years old of the gay community and came out as gay, which I find really amazing. Right? 8 or 9 years old, you know you're gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, I don't know, trans species, whatever it is you believe yourself to be. And the parents that allow that to go on is sad and sick. Seriously. Oh, no, I have no problem saying that. You don't really care whether you hate me or not. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. So what ends up happening is, as I started to say, our Armenian brothers and sisters in Glendale had the actual guts. The men finally stood up and took care of their families. So they went to the Glendale board meeting, school board meeting. We talked about this earlier this week. And I was trying to let it flush out, play out a little bit. So they went to their school board meeting, at which time Antifa showed up, expecting to see or expecting to be able to have the normal bunch of you know, wishy-washy, limp-spined men and people there. And what they found was strong Christian men who wanted to stand up for their kids. And they got pummeled. Antifa got pummeled by men sticking up for their family, sticking up for their kids. Now, I'm not suggesting violence is the solution, because it isn't. You know, in cases like this, it may get more violence. I don't know. But I will tell you what. If we started doing this a long time ago, if we started pushing back against those lunatics, I mean, they call themselves Antifa. You know, it stands for anti-fascist, when they truly are. They are the epitome of fascism. But they're too uneducated to know it. And frankly, they're cowards. Yeah, let's just be honest about it. They wear helmets like little girls, right? They got masks on to hide behind. Ooh, don't want you to know who I am. I might get in trouble at work. Although probably most of them don't even have a job. You know, mommy and daddy paying for them. Just amazing. No, really, seriously, they couldn't have a conversation because they couldn't fight it out. Most of them probably don't have two brain cells to even have the argument. Because when they start to have the argument, they start to feel bad. We don't want them to feel bad. I think we need to see more of this. I think we see more and more parents packing these rooms. I don't want to hear about how the Department of Justice may say that I'm a terrorist and try to arrest me. So what? Let's pack the jails. Let's pack the schools. Let's pack these places and stop letting them get away with it. Seriously. Look at the lunacy from this party that is going on. And we've allowed them to do it over the years. Yes, you heard me. We. What is that party standing for now? And there's a failing education system. Most of the major cities whose school districts are run by Democrats, these kids are graduating unable to read, don't know the real history, can't really write what they're reading, can't add. But that's okay. What they do know when they graduate is they may or may not be a boy or girl or anything of another 79 different genders. That they know. Right? They know that their pronouns are a sliding issue. Fluid. Can change as the day moves on. People, if you don't stop them, we're already the laughing stock of the planet. These kids are going to be deciding what happens to you when you get older. Good luck to you. Joe Messina, your host. Well, your co-host. Tony Smith joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have, like I said, to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. But let me bring on my co-host on Fridays, as always, Sonya Schmidt. Always appreciate her time with me. And look at, I think people learn a lot on Fridays here on the show.
You think so?
Well, I think they do. I mean, our people, at least, you know, when they graduated high school, they probably knew how to read and write. We'll get to that later on, but whatever. Anyhow. Hey, I ran across an article earlier. Well, let me finish my other story first. You know, you actually sent me a link to the story. I did it earlier this week, but finally, now I'm not advocating violence, but our Armenian brothers and sisters, well, our Armenian brothers, you know, the Bible talks about men protecting their families. And here you have a bunch of Armenian men that finally stepped up in the city of Glendale, very, very Armenian-esque city, showed up at the school board meeting. They had had enough of this LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, plus 21, indoctrination, if you would. And they had just had it. But then the Delwinis from Antifa showed up. Because, again, we can't stick up for our children. We're just not going to have that. But the boys wouldn't have it. The Armenian dad said, no, we're not doing this. Sorry. And, like I said, let them have it. It was great. I think it was great.
It was beautiful. And like you said, we're not advocating violence. However, if we had stood up against this whole thing, we saw it coming. If we didn't see it coming, that's another problem. But we should have been going to these school board meetings and letting our voice be heard, sitting in classrooms, whatever it takes, so it didn't get this far. And what the heck is Antifa doing there? Who, you know what? Why can't we find out who's paying them to be there? Because they are paying.
We know who's paying them.
No, I mean names. I mean get the receipts.
Yeah.
Pardon me, I've got a retainer in my mouth, so I probably sound like a 14-year-old girl.
Okay, just don't pull it out while we're talking. We'll be fine.
I won't.
All right, thank you.
But no, I want to know. I want names. I want to know exactly who is paying these people. They have no business to be there. They're not representing school children who go to that school who might have a different view.
Yep. Nope. I'm with you. I'm there with you. And I want to know. I mean, I want to definitely know who they are. Right now, I think I know who they are. But, you know, I want to definitely know who they are. Because, again, they show up. They've got the same equipment. It's not like they all go down to Target. Because if they did, they'd probably be, you know, rainbow-colored stuff. But anyway, you know, right? They don't go to the local store and buy all this stuff. You know, they've got riot shields. My God. Those little wacks couldn't afford those things.
How chicken is that to have a mask on, a cap, and sunglasses?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've learned a lot. They saw it in Europe. That's how they did it. I'm surprised they don't have umbrellas to shield themselves. I forget who did that. But the fact of the matter is they don't belong there. This is a serious matter. And let the grown-ups take care of this. Let the parents deal with this.
Yep.
They're shielding the school board, who I'm sure doesn't want to deal with this.
No kidding, right? Mm-hmm. Seriously. Being on a school board myself, there are certain things you know when you see that room full. Yeah, you're in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right, let's have some fun with this one. There's actually more than one, but this one in particular. There's a lady on TikTok, she got, buku hits on a video to put up because she said, liberal, it's hard to find masculine man or masculine men who are not conservative. I don't know. I think there's a message there. Let's take a listen.
Do you want to know one of the saddest realizations I recently had? Was that as a liberal woman, it is really hard to find a man who is willing to play the more traditional masculine role in the relationship in today's day and age. Who is not a conservative? A man who wants to pay on the first date, who wants to open your door, who has that want and desire to take care of you and to provide. Who is not a conservative? And obviously, as a liberal woman, I do want to be respected for my independence. And I do want to have my own autonomy in the relationship and not be confined or conformed to the traditional female homemaker, childbearing role. And most of the men that I've dated who do have that more natural provider masculinity about them are normally conservative. So I don't really know what to do because I don't want to compromise my morals and values just to find a man. But am I asking to have my cake and eat it too? Do you want to know?
Yes, you are. You couldn't hear any of that, could you?
I couldn't hear her last sentence, but it could have been because my head was about to explode. It was boiling. I am so ticked off right
the
now.
The question, I'll let you respond to the whole thing, but the question was, you ready for this one? Am I asking for too much?
Oh, my God. And I can't cuss on this show, right?
No, you cannot. We are.
Okay, all right.
On the real airwaves. But this is the same thing all the way around. Do you remember that woman? I come back to this story because I think it's so hilarious. The woman who tried to turn her cat into a vegetarian, okay? And the cat died from malnutrition. Mm-hmm. She refused to feed it meat, even after the doctor said, you're going to kill this cat.
Ooh.
All right? This is like what's going on here. They want to mold their men. They want exactly what they want. They want it the way they want it, but they can't get it while they feminize their men.
What a great example. She killed her own cat to satisfy her own desires of what was more perfect. And that is exactly what liberal women have done to our men, to have done to our society of men. I told you about the article. I told you this a long time ago, that statistically liberal women are more attracted to conservative men. It just really ticks me off to hear it. I mean, I read it, but now to hear it is really...
She is upset that men... Let's break this down a little bit. Okay. She's upset that men don't want to play a more traditional role, a more masculine role in a relationship. But isn't it the those hardcore left-leaning women that don't want to hear about tradition?
No, she didn't say that. She said the men that they had beaten the man out of don't want to do that. So they go over to the men that we've been supporting, that we have been nurturing, that we have been with, that have our political views, our religious views, and now they want to go and infiltrate them. They want to go in. Right. You know, and I...
Wait a minute. All that, you got all that. We're going to go for a commercial break when we come back.
Okay.
Let's unpack this. I think you're going to have a lot of fun with this.
I'm going to go racist on you in a minute.
All right. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina here. Co-host. Be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith spoke on camera with reporters Friday, claiming there is just cause behind the federal indictment of former President Trump.
Our laws are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump is charged in relation to his handling of classified documents. A person long under his employment, Walton Nauta, has also been indicted in connection with the case. The ex-president scheduled for court Tuesday. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Joran van der Sloot appeared in an Alabama court Friday after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru on Thursday. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother. Holloway went missing while on a high school trip in Aruba in May 2005. Her body has never been found. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, and seriously. All right, let me bring her on, my co-host on Fridays. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. And having a good time with some of the craziest stories. And I don't know if they're not really crazy. They're just pseudo-unbelievable, right?
No, I don't think this story is unbelievable in the least. And you promised not to make me mad the first hour of the show. And here you have done.
Well, like a stereotypical male, I'm lying.
Exactly.
Here, so.
Go back on. Oh, you know what? You're so bad, I'm going to start dating liberal men.
There
that's
you,
what
oh, wow. No, but, in fact, I mean, this
turn,
she is a flaming lib, right? This woman. And close to the end, you'll hear her say she doesn't want to give up her autonomy. She doesn't want to give up her independence. She doesn't want to give up. She doesn't want to give up. She doesn't want to give up. But she wants a man.
She wants a man to act like a man after the left has spent decades, and I mean decades, ruining men, turning them into soy boys, having them read poetry. When I was a young woman, men thought that they were supposed to read poetry to us because that's what the left was telling them that they needed to do. And listen, guys will do anything to get a girlfriend. So if it meant reading poetry and smoothing out their rough edges, they did it. And then we got left with a bunch of men who were no longer men to where we are today. I remember I told you about this article that said we don't have enough men to join the military.
Yep.
That's why we have to go drag queen to advertise for men to be in the military.
Oh, that's
why?
Great.
Because liberal women did this to them. And now they have the nerve to complain about it and go dipping into our well? Sister.
No, but again, the words that she uses are interesting because you know that in listening to the left for the last 10 years, the traditional masculine role is called patriarchy. And they constantly scream about getting rid of what? Patriarchy, right?
Well,
so
yeah.
She said that she can only find conservative men that will fit that traditional role. A man that wants to, oh my God, you ready for this one? A man that wants to pay on the first date. Or a man that is willing to open the door for you, right?
How long have they been telling men that they don't need to open, getting insulted if a man opens the door? I bet none of those women know how to sit their behinds down in the car while the guy walks around and opens the door for them. Probably would be insulted by that. I don't understand why everything, I'm going to steal this from Dennis Prager, everything the left touches, they ruin. They started this war on the sexes. Remember the battle of the sexes?
Yep.
We were having a battle until they put their nose into it.
Yeah, right.
Then all of a sudden we couldn't get along. Then all of a sudden women had to, remember, women have to leave their families to go find themselves? Who promoted that? The left.
Well, you know, it's Sonia. She's, one of the things she says is, she said, as a liberal woman, I want a man that can do all that while still being respected for my independence. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know solid conservative men who believe in those traditional roles, but also believe there would be women to be. I love having a strong,
exactly,
independent woman. I respect her very much.
Exactly.
And she has no problem being protected and pseudo being taken care of.
That's because the left the left thinks what they think about a situation, not about what truly is. See, in her mind, all these years, that a conservative man was synonymous with a gorilla. And she had no idea that they could deal with strong women, that you didn't have to lose your autonomy. I don't know if you saw that. I think it was a TikTok video today talking about why men are scared of Southern women. And the question was...
No, I haven't seen that, but I can only
imagine.
Hilarious. Oh, please.
It's hilarious. And it just shows that, hey, we like strong women. We like soft women. We like, here it is, we are men like women. We don't like women who act like men. And that's what the left has been doing. And then all of a sudden they discover, oh, we don't like the situation that we've created. It really ticks me off. It really ticks me off. As a single woman, it really ticks me off that they are now discovering that, oopsie, maybe they didn't do the right thing by our society, by our men, by our women. And now to satisfy her own selfish little needs, she's discovered that the men that she spent all this time hating and making fun of and debasing happen to be the only men left.
But look at where their mindset is from 50 years ago, right? She believes, as she says in her speech, that the problem is, because those conservative men want her to be a traditional female homemaker. Stay at home, take care of the kids, take care of the house, and have children, because she's so much more than that. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So are you saying that conservative men don't want to allow you to be a professional woman?
That's,
don't want to allow you to have a career?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's guessing what they... that's what liberals do all the time. They talk about what might happen. What might happen to the environment? They don't talk about what actually happens. What are the consequences of the things that they do? The unexpected and in my opinion, very expected consequences of what they do. Who would have guessed that they would have turned men into houseplants? All you had to do was look and see. And now they walk around with their man buns and their bro bags and their soy lattes, and they're sitting around coffee shops pontificating. And what she wants is a dude.
Well, she says almost at the very end, she says the reason she won't date the conservative guy is she doesn't want to compromise her moral values. All right, and I'm thinking to myself, everything that you want in a man is going to come through a conservative man. And most of the real conservative men I know, not the dictators, but most of the conservative men I know would really have not have a problem with almost anything you said.
That's right. But she doesn't know that, because liberals never talk about what they know to be true. They talk about what they've heard, what they expect, what they think. But they've never tried anything. If they listen, I don't know where they got the concept that men were so awful in the first place to have to change them completely. But they did, and they ruined them. And
well, in the 70s, we had to get in touch with our feminine side.
That's right. Oh, I remember
that line.
Going out. Yes, I remember going out with my first of many husbands. Thought that he was supposed to read poetry to me in bed, and I'm like, that ain't what we do here.
That's
but
funny.
He didn't know. He's trying to get a girlfriend, and like I said, guys will go through any.
They'll do pretty well, especially if you. If you've chosen the geeky type, yeah, of course they will.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they have to have a smattering of geek so you can see which ones you can change. And I don't know. But
yeah, they're coming from a position of fear, are they not, at that point?
The men or the
women? The men. Oh, the women, I don't know.
I think, like I said, I think the men want girlfriends. And this society is telling men that they are barbaric, that they're wrong, that they're toxic. The left has told men that they're toxic. Okay, who wants to be with a toxic man? So they go to the media sources, the overall messages of what they've heard, and they try to change themselves. And what they've changed themselves is, as Richard Pryor used to say, they have rendered themselves null and void. And they're not appealing to anybody but each other. And now that they're doing this whole transgender thing, ain't going to be... What's left of that side is not going to be left anymore. When I see men calling themselves feminists,
yeah,
and they're at these marches, these women's marches, they can keep marching right on into the sea as far as I'm concerned. They are useless.
But just the mere fact that this young lady, who's well-articulate...
You can't believe her, can you?
Right? I mean, but we've seen this from other liberal women, and you're sitting there thinking... Can they really not put it together? They've been so brainwashed in that world that they can't put together the fact that you're not going to find it because the liberal man is running around trying to change everything about himself to please you because he's been told, like to your point, he's been told about the toxicity he has.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right. We going for a break because I'm into the money. All right. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonya right after the break.
Conservative
Joe. There you go.
All about the money.
I'm going to give myself a nickname.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Go with your co-host. Along with the Stokes, the only one and only Stokes. I told you tonight, you look a little like Donna Summer tonight. I ain't making fun, I'm serious. I always thought Donna Summer was, well, she came from my part of the world. But, I was from,
oh,
well, from Boston.
That's right.
She's from Dochester.
Yeah.
You know? Which is really funny because, I mean, there's a city that went from a very Jewish community to a very white immigrant community, you know, mostly Italian and Irish. Well, actually, mostly Irish and some Italian. Then it went to a black community.
Wow.
It's interesting to watch the kind of waves, you know, the waves that went through there.
Yeah, there's neighborhoods like that. I don't know if your audience is familiar with the Crenshaw District in Los Angeles. It was very Jewish. It was white.
Oh, yeah,
Jewish,
right. Yep.
Even what they call now the jungle, for very many obvious reasons, was not a black neighborhood. It was Jewish, and black people started moving in, and now it's, you don't want to, let's just say, wasn't the kind of black people that you want moving in. It was like, you don't want to walk through there at night.
Oh, God.
Unless you want to score something.
Stop it. You're talking about drugs, right? Scoring drugs, not...
Yes.
Okay, good.
What else did you score?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know who's listening, so I'm not going to go on with that.
Okay, good, because I don't think I want to know.
Well, let's move on to this Texas man. He's held up. Check this out. Now, you can go into CVS, and you can go into any one of these markets or stores or Saks Fifth Avenue, walk out with a handful or a pocket full or a garbage bag full of stuff. Nobody stops you. Nobody does anything to you. You can do it a multitude of times. But God forbid you start stealing women's underwear from their apartments. Yeah, Huntsville, Texas police say they believe that they have found the man that has stolen up to about 75,000. No, I'm sorry. He's stolen probably a few thousand dollars worth of women's underwear. I have to clean up some of this stuff.
From their homes?
From their home. Broke into their homes during the day when they weren't around. Took the underwear. Nothing else, just the underwear. They finally caught him, and he's being held on $75,000 bail. And I'm thinking to myself, he stole underwear. I mean, he broke into the house. I get that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we got people stealing, you know, diamond necklaces, all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
And they give it a slip, and they're on their happy way.
Yeah.
This is just too confusing. I guess ladies' underwear is sacred. I don't know.
No, I guess maybe it is the house thing. Or, you know, who knows? Unless it's Antifa, break it in the houses. I mean, I can't imagine him getting off. I mean, having that sort of penalty for doing it. And I don't know why the ladies just don't put their stuff on the doorknob on the outside of the house. You don't have to break in for it. Just spend $10.
God, there you go.
Get a three for $10 undie sale and put it outside.
Put the whole package on the door. He can grab it.
Exactly. He doesn't have to break in. But
I don't know.
But
maybe he wants them used. I'm just saying.
For, you know. Oh, I don't want to go deep on this story. I just what I think about the left and their, and you know what, it's these weird laws that they come up with that we all have to live with. Like if you break into a high end store en masse and walk out with all the equipment, as long as it's under a grand worth of equipment,
you're good.
In California, you're good to go.
Well, California's trying to pass a law right now, too, is you can actually be arrested. They want to make it a crime
for
you to stop a shoplifter.
Right.
People, we're not making this up. This is real.
I know. You know, when I talk to people in other states about California, and they go, what's going on in California? I cannot believe that they're not hearing what's going on in California.
You know,
I'm sure you've heard about the glass, the crack pipes and stuff that are legislator, our government's given out here to the...
Yep. Out of vending machines, mind you.
Oh, wow. But don't you have to have money for a vending machine? Or are they
giving No. You just walk up and you press the buttons and...
Slap it on the side.
God,
unbelievable.
I mean, look, some of us, you'll appreciate this, but I remember when I was trying to feed a family, right? And I'm scrounging and doing everything I can to feed... God, my God, where was all this free stuff then? Who knew? I would have loved to have been able to walk into the supermarket, you know, walked out with enough groceries for all the kids and not have to worry about writing a check.
That's the thing is, no, you wouldn't have. Even if they had given you, when I was a welfare mom. I don't know if your audience knows my story, but I was a welfare mom. But that was during the days where we had something called shame, and we didn't have something called entitlement. So... So it wasn't fun to be on assistance, even though you may have needed it. What your goal was is to do better so you could get off of it, not so you could, you know, be lionized for being on welfare.
But
you wouldn't have ever wanted to walk in a store and get stuff.
Remember that little, welfare book, checkbook, whatever it was called, and you would hand the books to the cashier, she'd rip out whatever. Well, the embarrassment or... shame, which I don't know, it should have been shame. You needed some temporary help. Was that it didn't, you know, it didn't make it easy for you to kind of flaunt that thing, right? So then the legislators decided, well, that's too embarrassing for them. Let's give them what looks like a credit card.
Stigma.
Right?
That's right. Doesn't look any different from my own credit card. So, and I have really great credit. So now when I go to a store, I feel like, what if people think, you know, is one of the birds being black. Now I'm back to where I started.
Well, listen, you're a black woman. Of course you're on welfare. Don't
on
you know
welfare.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't show that I'm not. But yeah, those were food stamps you were talking about. And you have to hand your whole booklet over to the cashier. She would tear the right amount of money out. You do not get change back. And I never did it because I just couldn't imagine doing that. That's like, to me, handing somebody your wallet. But that's how it worked then. There were very distinct differences.
Well, now it doesn't help you to say that kind of, I mean, seriously. Now you have to say you're an immigrant, here from some other country, and you're having a hardship, and they'll give you all kinds of stuff, right? In the city of Chicago. They never approved, what, $51 million in aid, but only to migrants, not
only
to the locals.
Only to migrants for 50 days. They're talking about...
Wait a minute, 50 days?
No, 30 days. $51 million
right, yeah.
$51 million, and I think it's 500 migrants. That's a lot of money.
So listen, according to the resolution, there's no record. There's plan for the 500. This is just to give them a place to stay and some food through that establishment. And you're thinking, well, we'll just leave the vets in the street. Not a problem, right?
Not a problem.
Unreal.
Not a problem. And I wonder if black people in Chicago are going to wake up and see they've been replaced. The Democrat Party has replaced them with these immigrants. If they don't know by now, that's what this whole thing is about. Because, you know, as good news and bad news is the black community is starting to actually think on their own. They're not just blindly voting for Democrats. Yes, well, that's a threat to the Democrat Party. So they don't even stop to try to win your love back. You know, they're like the boyfriend who's going, okay, fine, there's about two other chicks over here. So
well,
they
this,
just
the
went,
funniest part about all this, to your point, you and I have been talking about this all the way back to Nancy Pelosi. Remember, she went from blue-collar worker to low-information voter. She made a switch at some point in time. And I said, yep, they've given up on the black community. Now they're going after these illegals.
They can't control them like they need to. There's always going to be a certain group that are they're diehards. They're not going anywhere, but you don't have to worry about them. But they got this new blood coming in. They're signing them up, treating them right, whining and dining them, treating them like a conservative man to a liberal woman. And they're digging
it. That was good.
They are going to dig this.
Well, the local residents packed the council room to talk about the situation, what have you. And, you know, the vote was 34 to 13, which, you know, at least you had 13 what they call aldermen, city councilmen, that were there going, wait a minute, we can't do this. And the one woman got up there and said, listen, you've done absolutely nothing for our community. You've done nothing for our kids. You've done nothing for our residents. And here you are taking $51 million and using it for a bunch of people that really haven't paid into the system at all. All they're doing is pulling from the system at this point.
$51 million of their taxpayer dollars.
Yep.
They've got to be insulted. And it's not like they haven't done anything for their communities this year. They haven't done anything for their community for the past 60 years. It's like any other Democrat-run city.
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't new. I tell you, I was born and raised in South Central. I've seen where that was and where that is now. That didn't happen overnight, but y'all voted for it. I don't know if you saw the city council meeting in Oakland. It was just last week, I believe. These people were also sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough was enough. And these were all white people, and I thought it was interesting. She said, as she asked people to raise their hands if they'd been assaulted or robbed or any of that, at the beginning of her speech, everybody raised their hands.
Oh, yeah? All right.
But.
Go, quick.
They'll still vote Democrat. Nobody feels sorry for
them. I didn't have hope for a second. Split second.
No hope. No.
All right. We got to go, but we'll be back next hour. A lot more coming up. Chicago ended up spending over $102 million since January on the migrants and nothing on the police to make Chicago safer. All right, Joe Mazzini, your co-host. Soja Schmidt, your co-host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.